This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Durner and Hughley.
Yeah, I think we moved the ball really well. And even the first quarter, we just, you know, I had the intentional grounding and missed a couple reads, you know, and I think, you know, there was a couple of those, you know, in every aspect. And I think at the end of the day, we overcame it, and that's a good thing. But we got to get those things fixed, you know, if we want to go win in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm aware of that, and I think our coaches are, and I know our, you know, everybody is here. So we're going to get those things fixed. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all about finishing and getting wins. And I think the way we ended this game is a testament to how our season's kind of gone. A lot of up and down, you know, but I think if you just stay faithful, you stay in. It's, like I told y'all before, it's easy to have faith when it's easy, you know, but when it gets a little hard, you know, who has the real faith? And the work that we put in, I think, you know, we trust in one another, you know, to get the job done.
All right, that was C.J. Stroud talking about their performance yesterday. Offensively, spoke about himself a little bit there, as well as they win that game against the Colts. But he played a half. There was no Nico Collins out there for him as well. No Trent Brown, as he didn't play. But most everybody else was there until the second half, and then they pulled him and others in the run game as well. But he went 14 of 23 in this game against the Colts. Clint, 169, one touchdown, had a 97.9 quarterback rating, two rushes, and one resulted in a touchdown on that kind of misplay, missed assignment, missed handoff in the red zone, where he was able to turn that into a touchdown. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What was the grade for you on C.J. Stroud? What did you think about his performance yesterday?
I'm going to go with a B- on limited play, right? I mean, look, yeah. It's hard to be super critical when there's six possessions and five of them you score on. Five of them end in points, right? You know, you look at kind of how some of the drives stalled that ended up being field goals. One of them was lays at like directly at the feet of C.J. Stroud with the grounding penalty. You know, but when you look at third and 24 field goal, third and 16 field goal, 2 yard drive thanks to the defense. One, the touchdown pass was a good little drive. The touchdown pass to Higgins, right? Then you run out of time on the last one and you kick a field goal. So, I mean, there's really only one drive there that stalled and didn't end in points. So it's really hard to be critical in those situations. But the grounding obviously is an issue, and then you look at the botched play from the 1 or 2 yard line. We can all laugh and joke about Tommy Togiai got a touchdown or he missed it. He ended up getting it anyway. But the reality of it is when you're in a playoff game and you botch a play at the 2 yard line, it can lose a ball game, right? And C.J. Stroud in the postgame presser said, you know, we didn't rep this much or whatever. There was some kind of like soft layup excuse of we didn't rep this much. We repped it and walked through, I think. Gerard Johnson told me not to skip out from underneath the center And I for some reason, just by habit, I skipped out, so I got too deep. Like, all of these kind of, again, soft layup excuses of why the play was botched is, look, again, it's funny because you win, it's a game you only played half the game, yada, 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 but that kind of stuff has been an ongoing issue with this team. Struggles in the inside the 10-yard line, struggles punching it in. We've seen balls snapped between the quarterback's legs and picked up and scored a touchdown, and we-hee-hee-ha-ha because Woody Marks picked it up. In reality, that crap can't happen inside the 5-yard line, right? That loses playoff games inside the 5-yard line. And so I gotta obviously consider that when talking about the grade for CJ. So I'm gonna go B minus just on a couple of decisions that were subpar in the limited time that he played. So overall, I think it was a pretty good job. I'm not worried about CJ. I think it's a pretty good job of moving the football, scoring points. Taking care of the football once again. But, you know, hey, in the playoffs, every single play matters even more. Everything's magnified times 10. And, you know, those little things like that are the grounding penalties that end up in a 3rd and 24.
Yeah.
He mentioned that himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are decisions and execution that's got to improve. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. CJ Stroud is great. How you think he played yesterday? I'll say B plus. With him 14 of 23, you would think, especially with the Colts, there was no Sauce Gardner out there. I don't believe Charvarius Ward played either. That's not a team that really plays a lot of tight coverage, right?
Yep.
There's opening there, so you would think the completion percentage would be better than it was. But also, I think it is a big deal when you don't got your main dude out there, right?
No
Nico Collins being out there, which, you know, obviously changes the game for him and changes the game for the offense and changes the openings there. But I think for a half to get almost 170 yards and he got two total touchdowns, he played pretty well. Now, I am with you. He, and not just he, but everybody else, but they are going to have to play better and be more focused, you know, game in and snap in and every drive in the postseason for them to have the success that they want. But the big deal is Dutton turned the ball over, got the ball in the end zone, however you talk about it, twice, in a way which has been a struggle for them in the red zone. So, from that point of view, pretty good. But he's got to play better. He's got to hit some throws. This is now, what, a couple of games here in a row where there have been more misses than you would think from him.
I think here's the deal, man. I've got zero concern. If this were a league where you could dictate what kind of defenses you come up against, C.J. Stroud would win the Super Bowl. I mean, C.J. Stroud is as good as anybody out there. When there's no pressure looks and it's just a matter of snap the football, process what's going on defensively, coverage-wise, and distribute the football accurately. He can do that. He said it himself. He can do that at the second and third level of the field as good as anybody in the league. And, you know, he's significantly better at the patient stuff and underneath. And this was another game where he hit some – I mean, look, he hits Xavier Hutchinson in stride a couple of times, and he goes and has big gains. I mean, I don't want to overlook those things. The reality of it is CJ is as good as anybody in the league when it comes to we're going to get zone coverages or we're going to get man without pressure, however you want to couch it. You're not going to get a pressure look. The problem is when teams can when you go through a game and like you end up in third and 24 because of a grounding. The next play you end up the next drive you end up in a third and 16 because of something, because of an illegal man downfield or something. Like when those things happen, right, and you're having to kick field goals, then you're going to end up seeing pressures. You're going to end up seeing pressures when the game is tight or it's a one-score game because you've ended up in all these you've hurt yourself and ended up in field goal situations instead of sustaining drives. Now the game is tight, you're going to see pressures. And that's the question with CJ and this offense is executing when they just show pressure, whether they bring it or not, right? And having answers when they do bring it is one part of it. But if they just show it and bail and show these exotic looks and bail, then we struggle with it. And so, you know, if you're going to walk in here and think you're going to play Ben Don't Break, please, I wish you would.
Yeah, CJ,
I wish you would. CJ will tear your ass up, and he'll
you better
he'll,
get pressure.
That's it. You better find a way to get pressure with four. You better have Myles Garrett on that one end, or T.J. Watt better go off, or Highsmith better go off, or you know, you better. The reality of it is we're going to see pressure. The more success CJ gets a fast start, you're going to what happened against. Who did the Chargers, the two quick touchdowns against? All of a sudden, you started seeing some exotic looks up front, crowding the line of scrimmage. That's when we get in trouble. And you're going to see that. If they sit back, CJ's as good as anybody in the league.
Yeah. Text line coming in. CJ, I give him a C. Someone, CJ is in his head. Mistakes almost cost this team. He gets an F. I think that's you're trolling.
What mistakes? There were some critical calls in the postgame presser last night, too.
Was it? I just feel like.
And I've not seen the I've not
to
seen
go
the game.
F.
I've not seen no that now that's aggressive, but I'm just talking about there were some calls that were critical of CJ, and I was like, I know he missed a couple of throws.
There's just going to be some people right now that are going to be that way with CJ. Like, I mean, we got some people on here convinced that talking about Mills 4-1. Like, there's just going to be some people that
talking about Mills what
4-1.
Oh,
but like if you're going F on CJ, made mistakes. What mistakes? I know he didn't turn the ball over. So, yeah. That's it. That. All right, coming up, a little weekend's best, weekend's worst. What was the thing that happened this weekend that was the best, and what was the worst? We'll discuss that as we continue, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure?
Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.